Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today.
Coming up on NBA Today, the NBA season, it tips off tonight with the reigning champions taking on LeBron James Lakers in the Mile High City. So, who you got, the Nuggets or the Field? We discuss. Plus, it doesn't get much better than this. KD versus Steph in his return to the place where they won back-to-back titles. Who has the edge tonight? Our panel weighs in. And Giannis is locked in on another 3 years in Milwaukee. Woj is here with the full details on how the Bucks got the deal done and what it means for the rest of the league. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today. We made it.
Hey, let's go.
We are mere hours away from the NBA season. He is Zach Lowe. He is Tim Legler. She is Shanae Agumake. He is Kendrick Perkins. I'm Malika Andrews. We are all here in the Seaport Studios. The script for the NBA season, it's already going crazy. We're expecting to hear from Giannis in just a couple of minutes. So let's set the table for tonight's games. It all gets started with year 21 of LeBron James, the Lakers. They visit the defending champion Nuggets. Denver has been doing a whole lot of talking this summer. And when LeBron was asked about it, he said, well, there will be a time when everybody gets it. So does that start tonight? And then the Warriors, they take on the Suns with Kevin Durant playing in front of fans in the Bay for the first time since he left the franchise. How about that? And Chris Paul, what about him? His debut against the team that dealt him away? I mean, the NBA schedule makers, they brought the heat right out the gate with the teams with the four best odds to win the West squaring off tonight to start the season. Then the Nuggets, as you can see, and deservedly so, they are being recognized as the clear favorites to win the West. But that begs the question, Kendrick Perkins, who has the best chance? Who is the biggest challenger to Denver?
Challenger. Did you buy a new car?
He was sitting on that one.
Who's going to win the West? The Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns. KD, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker. Right? We're talking about three of the most prolific scorers to ever play the game of basketball that's in the league on one team. Don't come give me this nonsense about who is the point guard, because all of these guys are underrated playmakers. On top of that, you know the guy that doesn't get enough credit? He don't put a jersey on. His name is Frank Vogel, a hell of a coach, a guy that knows how to get a championship caliber team to buy in and believe in his system, not just on the offensive end, but on the defense as well. So I'm not going with the challenger. I'm going with who's going to win the West, in my opinion, and that's the Phoenix Suns.
Perk coming out hot.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
making a prediction right off the bat. I'm also going Suns. Look, there was only one team that took two games off Denver in the playoffs. Only one game that had them stressed out for a half a second in the playoffs. It's the Phoenix Suns, and they flipped Chris Paul, who love him and as great as he is 38 years old, for Bradley Beal. The sheer amount of offensive talent in KD, Booker, and sure. Beal, two of them are in their prime. No one is 39 or 40 years old, hint, hint, some other team. And look, it cannot be overstated enough how amazing and unstoppable Nikola Jokic is. There was a lot of talk this summer. Nobody made moves to counter Jokic. Nobody signed people to counter Jokic. There is no countering Jokic. The way to counter Jokic is what Phoenix did. Load up on pull-up shooting, stretch him out as far as possible, make him guard, and pray to God you score more points than the Nuggets.
Well, they loaded up, but you don't want to go into overload, which is why the Los Angeles Lakers, for the first time in a very long time, are not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. They had the best offseason from top to bottom, if you go 1 through 15. Yeah. And the reason why I like what the Lakers have done is because, one, they started off by extending their face of the franchise. Those are not my words. That's LeBron James's words, extending Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. Next, they brought back their core, which is a fan favorite, including Austin Reeves. And then lastly, they improved their shooting and also their bench depth in one offseason. Christian Wood, Gabe Vincent, they have rounded out into a very balanced roster. And so when we talk about challengers to the Nuggets, the reality is is they were staring at them face-to-face in the Western Conference Finals.
And you think they got better from there?
Yeah. Oh, the Lakers absolutely got so much better.
Tim said earlier that he's no longer allergic to talking about the Lakers.
No.
He's good with
I'm not offended anymore. Y'all can ask me Lakers questions.
Yeah, that's a win.
But is I'm actually Lakers excited about it? Talking about them, but no, I'm not taking
okay,
it.
Okay, fair. Okay.
Listen, you're not going to twist my arm. It's a great argument, and you're not going to twist my arm to convince me the Lakers absolutely are right there in the mix. Very short list. But I'm going with Phoenix as well. And look, there's been more failed experiments than not of throwing stars together, short window win now. We know that. There's a long list of those. Here's why I think this one's different. To Perk's point, you have three guys now that can all operate out of ball screen initially. They can all play mid-range. And here's the big X factor. They're all catch and shoot players at an elite level. So they're very comfortable waiting when the ball does get kicked. They don't have to put it back down on the floor. They can rise up and shoot the basketball. So the spacing and flow should be good immediately. And they've added enough to that roster. We were terrified in the summer. Like, who are these guys playing with? Mm-hmm. They actually went out there and picked up some nice pieces. Grayson Allen, Nasir Little, Nurkic. They've rounded out the rest of the team with that offense at the top. The Suns clearly, to me, the challenger in the West that the Nuggets are most concerned about.
I have a question for y'all. Can you guys fill in the blank? Offense sells tickets.
Defense wins championships.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone concerned about the Phoenix Suns and their defense?
That's less true now than it was 10 or 15 years ago. If you look at the analytics of it, last 10, 15 years, it's flipped a little bit that elite offensive teams are more likely to get further than elite defensive teams. The reality is you have to be good at both. I think the Suns' formula is going to be elite offense. Yeah. Can we get average to slightly above average defense? Kind of similar to how Denver won it. That's a formula that can win.
But when you're playing for something, your whole mindset changes. Like guys that we don't look at that are defensive, that are offensive players, all of a sudden when they're playing for a championship, they could buy into being a defender. Mm. Like, we're going to see Damian Lillard. We're going to see a Bradley Beal. We're going to see a Devin Booker fighting to get over screens. We're going to see a Kevin Durant actually going challenge a lot of shots at the basket. When you're playing for a championship, hell, we had Eddie House and Ray Allen defending.
Yeah. Well, we started this conversation.
No, it's not what we did.
By setting out the four teams that have the best odds to win the West. And one of them, last I checked, is playing tonight, and nobody mentioned the Golden State Warriors. How far is the drop-off between the three teams that we were discussing, the Nuggets, the Lakers, and the Suns, and Golden State?
First of all, do I have to drink because we had a 2008 Celtics reference already?
Yeah, thank you. Is that water in your cup?
No comment. The Warriors are not that far. The Warriors just have to sort of figure out their identity. Again, I'm looking at two things. Number one, Klay Thompson. Number two, how do they handle that rotation with Draymond Green in center? Can they find that kind of lineup? But they're not. They are one of the few teams, maybe six or seven, who have the goods, if they're healthy, to win four playoff series. I'm not burying those dudes, that trio of guys, until they're dead and gone.
We're going to dig into the game preview a little bit later. But, Perk, when Zach mentions Klay Thompson, what do you expect from him this year after struggling a little bit by his own admission?
I expect him to ball out. You know, I think this is the perfect time for Klay to remind the world of who he is. He had a full preseason, a full training camp under his belt. And again, you know, Klay wanted his letters. And at the end of the day, he got his rings, he got his hardware, he got all that. He's able to talk his talk, but he wants his big deal. And I think Klay is going to go out there and do Klay type thing.
Yeah, and I also think that the acquisition of Chris Paul is to help someone like Klay Thompson, especially as, you know, they get older. Steph can run the point. Draymond is a good facilitator. But have someone who in his one preseason game came off of the bench and had 9 assists in 30 minutes, that's what Chris Paul is going to be asked for. So I think it takes pressure off of Klay. Also, the improved development of Jonathan Kuminga is so important. Don't sleep on those guys that are the second tier that we talk about for the Warriors that can actually help with their depth and also take some of that pressure off of there.
And people forget last year, look, Klay had a slow start. He did not finish well, obviously, did not play well in that last series, but he was sensational for a 2 to 3 month stretch in a regular season. He looked like Klay Thompson from 4 or 5 years ago. So I think he is going to be primed to have a year like that and finish it off the same way without that drop off that he had against a physical, athletic Lakers defense. I think Klay Thompson is back, getting Wiggins back also.
Yep,
think
absolutely.
About how much time he missed. And coming back in right before the playoffs, he was their second best player when they won a championship 2 years ago.
he's back, starting the season in the right frame of mind and ready to go. That's a massive addition. So don't sleep on the Warriors. Do not dismiss them, to Zach's point. They deserve to be in this conversation.
Until the Warriors are done, dead, and buried, you cannot count them out.
17 months ago, they won the title. They're like, not that long ago.
Oh, you were counting. Wow.
That's
good
it.
Job, Zach.
Only 17 months.
Whatever.
Games are just hours away, and that's what we're counting down to. Still to come on NBA Today, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He shocked the NBA world yesterday when he signed his max extension. So how much did this deal changed the entire landscape of the league, and why did Giannis decide to sign it now? Woj, he has the details. Plus, it is year 21 for LeBron James. It starts tonight, and we've witnessed 20 years of greatness so far. So we're going to relive some of the best plays throughout his illustrious career to get you set for what is coming up next. And speaking of greatness, Perk, you got your phone? Get it out. It's time to scan. Let your voice be heard. Call it now and stand on it. Who's going to win the NBA title this season? Will the Nuggets repeat? Will we have another new champion? We're going to reveal the results at the end of the show. Do not wait to vote. Don't go anywhere. NBA Today on the debut day of the regular season. Woo! We'll be right back. Woo!
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We are just hours away from LeBron James becoming the sixth player in NBA history to ever lace them up for 21 seasons. And last year, he became the all-time leading scorer. But this season, he can actually cross the 40,000-point threshold. So how did we get here? Well, let's just take a little trip back. Let's rewind. It's October of 2003. That was when Baby Boy by Beyonce and Sean Paul, that was what was atop the charts. So let's take a look back at LeBron's best basket from each of the last 20 years.
With the first pick,
you will most certainly be the most scrutinized rookie in the history of the NBA.
But I feel like we get better every day as a team. That's going to be my biggest goal this year.
How do you feel the team is going here in your rookie season?
We look good, and I like our team right now.
Oh, my goodness.
A steal by Kane, 2-on-1.
Oh! David Jones.
He got highlight, but we didn't want to get him, and we had a better seat.
Dangerous pass stolen by LeBron James. A bad turnover, turning into a nice highlight. James overdone! LeBron James!
I'm LeBron James, and you're watching SportsCenter.
LeBron didn't do that to any bench player. You know who that was? That was Tim Allen.
Game over. Oh, my! Wow!
Let's go. Come on now.
They get it to LeBron. Turry outs on him at three. LeBron to win the game. He does!
The game of basketball should be fun, and for us, it's always fun. We go out, we compete at a high level.
Oh!
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
LeBron against Ariza. In trouble. Oh, my!
Oh, he does it again.
Tell me about that dunk. Over John Lucas.
Great pass by D-Wade. You know, without the pass, I don't finish the shot. So, just went to go get it.
Chalmers. Oh, damn!
I love
love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
To me, that's what it's all about.
Miami down 110 to 108. Three for the win. Yes! LeBron James has done it! Number 23, LeBron James!
The spin. LeBron sends it. Oh, are you kidding me? Seriously?
And numbers now for the Cavs here. Smith, the lob to James. Oh, LeBron!
Oh, that was a tough catch. Love, LeBron, and got it! Banks it in! LeBron turned the corner. Inside!
LeBron James is a Los Angeles Laker for what ought to occupy the final act of his NBA story.
James off the steal.
I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. It's simple.
Show us something, LeBron.
LeBron James in year 20 of his extraordinary career on the verge of passing one of the all-time NBA records.
This is one of the handful of the most important records in American sport.
Come on!
League and hopefully I can do some more incredible things before I'm done.
I think I'm setting the bar for myself, you know, and I'm just going to keep working hard and keep doing what I keep on doing, what I've been doing for the last 4 years to get myself better. And the bar can be even higher if I keep working.
Michael Bodmer for that.
Yep.
LeBron, he's been the face of the league for the better part of two decades now. That means he has been a part of his fair share of opening night matchups, which we thought we'd do a little top of the top, best of opening night edition. And we're going to start with LeBron James. Brrr, himself. Yes, that is LeBron. And if we could roll the video, pretty please. Thank you so much, Director Tommy, because we need to go back to LeBron James.
Yep. Ooh, KG's mad.
With Miami.
Big mad.
See, it wouldn't hit the same if it was in the Heat culture uniform. We're not going to go there. We're not going to go there.
Why so much Celtic footage?
I mean, sorry, Perk.
Prelude to the greatest play of his career.
More LeBron. See, he gets his entire own montage, LeBron James on opening night.
Yep.
You didn't need to do that to Anton Jameson.
It was a little bit rude. And then we have Steph Curry on opening night.
Okay.
Start in 2022, I believe. Sorry, AD.
Ooh, step through, baby. That was cute. Yeah.
Once again.
Not fair. Four guys around him. Not fair.
Float game.
Oh.
Okay, let's see.
Filthy.
Ooh.
Then young Steph.
I mean, what? Yeah.
Once again, young and then next Steph. Up, we have Kevin Durant.
Okay.
They're all playing tonight? Oh, my God.
I know.
Funny how that happens. We're going to start Christmas Day 2011. Squint, Perk.
Ah! 1 minute.
Where are you, Perk?
Oh, probably in the back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I couldn't keep up.
And then KD with Golden State. Again, this is the first time tonight he is playing in front of these fans.
Wild.
Since he left.
Spurs won that game, I think.
And then.
Only you would remember.
Nikola Jokic on opening night.
Okay. Looks excited. Look how excited he looks.
I know, he's really excited. This is actually not a, this isn't a mistake. It's that he's never played on opening night. So we're going to have footage, I'm sure.
Finally, yes.
Yes, this is what we need. We need Nikola Jokic on opening
night. Two-time MVP.
MVP. So, speaking of Nikola Jokic, get your phones out. I'm going to get out of the way. Scan the QR code and let us know, who do you think is going to come out on top at the end of this season? Is it going to be the Nuggets that are going to go back to back? Or might it be another team? Let us know. We will reveal the results at the end of the show. Perk, did you vote yet?
Already.
Oh, see? He is always on time.
Stay rich.
Coming up on NBA Today, Kevin Durant and Steph, they go head-to-head tonight in an early battle for the West. But what do the Warriors need to do to be true contenders this season? Shanae has that answer.
I got you covered.
She does?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're watching NBA Today.
Welcome back to NBA Today, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection, it starts with Patron. So we get the season started with a huge matchup between some familiar foes in the Bay, KD and Steph. Their history goes way back. So we're going to start in 2014. Kevin Durant, a member of the Phoenix, or the Thunder rather, scored a then career high 54 points against the Warriors. Durant won MVP that season, putting up over 32 points a night. And then, a couple of years later, we got that iconic shot from Steph, right? Mike Breen, the double bang, iconic double bang. He hit 12 three-pointers on 46 points in the win, outdueling Kevin Durant's 37. And then, later that same season, these two, they would meet in the West Finals. Now, the Warriors, they overcame a 3-1 deficit to reach the finals, only to blow a 3-1 lead of their own to the Cavaliers. And then, who could forget the My Next Chapter that came next, right? Durant, he goes to Golden State. They ended up winning two championships together in three seasons before Durant left for Brooklyn in the summer of 2019. So the pair, they have tons of history against one another, with one another. This game, it could prove to be that next chapter. The Warriors, they are a slight home favorite, as you can see here, while Caesars has Curry and Durant, with point totals well over 25 points, as our senior insider Adrian Wojnarowski joins us as well as we dive into all that is Golden State versus the Phoenix Suns. So I just want to start here. Tim, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show about what Golden State needs to do to establish themselves as a true contender. To you, what is that?
Number of things, but I'll focus on their big acquisition. Right? Okay. Let's just talk about Chris Paul. And I was out there 2 weeks ago, and I talked to all the principal characters, talked to Chris Paul, and it was interesting because I think it's a valid question when you start talking about style and fit and pace. I just think it's legitimate. I could tell, though, as accommodating as he was, as nice as he was, that struck a chord. That what bothered him. The fact that he was even asked that.
Asked.
That can you fit in with the style? You play slow. You handle the ball a lot here. They play fast. The ball moves through the air. You have to cut off the ball. I think it's a valid question, and I need to see that. If this is a seamless integration, if Chris Paul fits in with these guys and accomplishes, by the way, what every single person I talked to said, it was almost like a mantra they were given. From Mike Dunleavy Jr. to Steve Kerr to Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, they all said the same thing. We turn the ball over too much. Mm. He is addressing that. We're going to have better shot quality with Chris Paul on the floor. So if he addresses that and doesn't slow them down or affect their pace, Golden State Warriors are going to be in good shape.
We're not that far removed from them winning the championship.
Yeah.
And they were a good team last year. They're a better team now than they were last year, in part because of the Jordan Poole, Chris Paul trade. Two things need to happen for me for them to win again or even get to the finals again. Number one, we got to see Klay be peak Klay when it really matters again. He was peak Klay at times last year. He led the league in threes, but not in the playoffs. And the second thing, underrated thing about the Warriors, they haven't really found death lineup 3.0. Mm. The Draymond at center lineup that has enough size and enough spacing that it becomes unguardable. They couldn't find that last year. They were playing non-shooters. The Chris Paul version, I think, in place of Looney is too small. Can they find it internally? Is there a group there? Because that is when the Warriors become the Warriors.
Right, and you mentioned Draymond Green. Of course, he is out for this opener. Woj, what more can you tell us about when we might expect to see Draymond back on the floor?
Yeah, I'm told he's literally day-to-day now. He could make his debut at any time, including their second game of the season against the Kings later this week, Houston on Sunday. But the expectation is while he's not out there on opening night, you know, Draymond Green is going to be back very soon.
And you can see him there getting a couple of shots up in the Warriors practice facility.
And that's the question, though. Draymond Green, how does Chris Paul affect Draymond Green, or how does Draymond Green affect Chris Paul? You look at all the contenders that we look at that are contenders, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Boston Celtics, the Phoenix Suns, the Denver Nuggets, the Lakers, and we all point at who's going to close the game. Draymond Green is actually the Golden State Warriors point guard. He has been their point guard over the last, two or three years. He's the facilitator. Steph is playing off the ball. Draymond is pushing the pace. How do Chris Paul fit in that? Is he going to be willing to sacrifice some nights of not being in there when it matters the most? And another thing, it's the trust of Steve Kerr as far as the trust factor with Jonathan Kuminga. Like, he's going to have to let this young man play through his mistakes. He have to.
Well, Chris Paul is going to be one of the new players in a new place that we're going to see tonight. But he's not the only star who has moved this offseason, right? Sun star Bradley Beal, he was traded to Phoenix this summer. Yeah. What is Beal's status for tonight?
Yeah, Beal, I think I was told he was actually feeling better today. Those back spasms he was having, that he's truly going to be a game-time decision tonight. But at the same time, I think there's still an expectation that they don't want to push him out there if he's not 100%, even though it's opening night. You know, everybody wants to see this group together. But I was told it was a little closer to possible this afternoon than it was this morning. You know, they'll let him test it out pregame, but they're still going to be cautious with Bradley Beal. So, listen, he would love to be out there. They would love to have him out there. But this is a team that's trying to play into June. You know, they can sacrifice opening night.
I mean, and the fans' legs would love to see him out there.
When I heard he might not play, I was like, damn, punk. Right. I mean, right off the bat.
Listen, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with his back, but I just thought you couldn't have dialed up a tastier opening night, right? And we want to see what that looks like.
Right.
Particularly against that team, right? So we were salivating to see it, and we'll get it down the road, I guess, if he doesn't play tonight. Hopefully he does. But, man, you can't ask for a better doubleheader. But that was a big part of it. I want to see all three of those guys
right. So
we can talk about what this offense looks like tomorrow.
This is the bellwether. This is the matchup that we all want to see. We will see if Bradley Beal is out there. He is feeling better, but we will see whether or not that ends up with him playing in tonight's season opener. Woj, thank you so much. Coming up here on NBA Today, the Lakers, the Nuggets, they have talked a whole lot of mess leading up to tonight's matchup. Who's going to need to make more of a statement? Find out next on NBA Today. Plus, who wins the title this season? Scan the QR code. Vote before it's too late. Do you have two phones like Chanae does, Zach? Can you vote on both?
I have four phones.
You have four phones. Vote on all four phones. We're going to need to discuss what the other two are for in the break. We'll see you on the other side.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks, they have agreed to a three-year, $186 million extension. That's what his agent, Alex Tsiratsis, told our Woj. Now, the deal includes a player option for the 2027-28 season, but more importantly, Giannis is now committed through the life of Damian Lillard's current contract. So this is really an awesome day for the Milwaukee Bucks. We had talked about it not maybe making sense, Woj, for him to sign a deal now versus waiting until next summer when he could have tacked on an extra $50 million by waiting. Why did he decide that this was the time to sign?
Well, financially, it allows Giannis Antetokounmpo now to do another short deal in 2026 and then another long-term deal in 28. And that gets him around the league's over 38 rule that limits the years you can do on a deal. It's amazing to think about that with him at his age, but it is a factor in this. And so John Horst got in his car on Sunday, drove down to Chicago, and sat down with Alex Aratsis, who's Giannis Antetokounmpo's agent. They have worked on a number of deals together. Those guys, you know, they work on a lot together. And I think John Horst, I think, you know, helped to sell the idea of why this made sense. And Giannis was on board, and by Monday they had a deal done. But this really, while they understood the financial aspect of it, they know the CBA, it was really this weekend where this really started to heat up. And all of a sudden on Monday, they had a deal.
Well, and it feels like now maybe a little bit of the pressure is off. They can focus a little bit on what happens this season now that Giannis is under contract. Damian Lillard, it has been quite the month for John Horst and the Bucks. Your first reaction when you saw this, Zach, was what?
Holy bleep. They did it. The Bucks did it again. They did it the first time Giannis appeared to be maybe wobbling a little bit. They went out and got Jrue Holiday back when they had a lot of trade assets. They don't have as many now, and John Horst pulled the Damian Lillard rabbit out of his hat and got Giannis a guy the likes of which on offense he has never played with. The amount of space he's going to see now, Legs is about to break it down for us. I just am so impressed that they were able to pull this off. I did not expect it, and you're right. They get to play the whole season now without an anvil hanging over their head, and boy, oh boy, all those other teams around the league that were starting to line up their resources. Not a great day for them.
Well, you know what? You know what happened 24 years ago? I found my wife, right?
Oh,
and
hi,
when
Danny.
When I found my wife, you know what I mean? I said, this is the for show right here. Well, I'm going for some more. Now, on the flip side of it, she committed to this 610 chocolate drop, Hershey,
okay,
whatever you want to call it, right?
So
she committed to me. This is what I see out of Milwaukee and Giannis, the perfect marriage, two sides that are committed to one another.
Who's who?
And I
who's
said,
the perfect?
It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter because they committed to each other. Here's the thing, right? I said this when they got Damian Lillard. I said, now it's Giannis' turn to make sure he do his part and sign that contract. Because the Milwaukee Bucks did their part, and they've been doing right by Giannis, and Giannis has been doing right by them. It's the perfect man.
This is the perfect segue because this all gives, it's giving a healthy relationship between star, ownership, franchise player. And I say that because it's currently, it's fall. You know what fall is for those guys who may not hear? It's cuffing season.
Oh my God.
And Giannis is cuffed to the
right
bone.
Bring it back.
And it's it's about healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great example because when, you know, the Dame trade got it done. When your star talks, and no one can, you know, argue that Giannis is the dream star, superstar in that franchise. When your star talks, you listen. And when they listened, now he is now here to stay. Your star is present for the next 3 years on a great timeline with Dame. So, yeah, fall.
Here's the thing, though, and here's the reality of the NBA now. The pressure on an organization is not a player heading toward free agency. You are not seeing stars of Giannis Antetokounmpo's caliber getting even close to free agency. If they want to change, they're going to ask for a trade because who has cap space typically? Bad teams. Where do stars want to go? They don't want to go to bad teams. It's rare when a big market team has created cap space. And there's opportunities out there, but typically the only thing that contract guarantees Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks is that he's going to get paid that money. And so you are always on alert. You are like Damian Lillard had 4 years on his deal when he asked out. Bradley Beal's trade, it doesn't mean as much as it used to. This idea that he's getting close to free agency, a player's just going to say, I want out, and then you have to trade him.
Right.
And so that being said, of course you want him under contract, but the pressure never is alleviated from organizations who have players like Giannis Antetokounmpo. You better be winning all the time.
You better be winning all the time, and it starts with this season. So, Tim Legler, how is this going to look on the floor?
Yeah, look, keep everything in context. Small sample size, preseason. Not a lot of examples of these two guys in direct action with ball screen, which I think is where it's really going to pay dividends. But there are some examples of where Damian Lillard's going to pay off in a big way. This is the first one. This is just a simple set the Bucks love to run. You hit the opposite elbow, and you're going to get a back screen. I'm going to rewind that real quick because I don't want to miss anything. You come down, hit the wing. Now, this is a simple back screen right here. This is Damian Lillard. He's going to set this pick. We're going to roll Giannis off down here to the post. Well, what you're counting on defensively is the guy guarding Lillard to bump this. You have to bump him to slow his progress, but take a look at D'Angelo Russell and what he does. He is so concerned about Damian Lillard popping out for the three, he literally comes over here and face guards him to prevent Damian Lillard from popping out. Well, that means there's no bump. And now Giannis Antetokounmpo gets a free run to the rim. Nobody there to help. And you see Christian Wood right here. He's like looking at my man, like D'Angelo Russell, like, man, yo, seriously? Come on, man. Like, give me some help right there. Doesn't get any. So Damian Lillard off the ball creates so many problems. This was just fun because Giannis Antetokounmpo has never had this. Offense rebound comes. He's going to pull this thing from 35 feet. Why is that important? Because Giannis Antetokounmpo, when this ball comes off, he's right here. Now, normally, you pull it out, you go reset it, it extends energy. Giannis Antetokounmpo will go down here somewhere and play. Instead, Dame just pulls from 35 feet, and he shows you that range, that weapon, the ability to catch and shoot. Why that's going to be so important, playing off of Giannis Antetokounmpo and all the attention he commands. There's going to be so many examples once we get into the regular season, but you can see why a lot of people think this duo can win a championship.
Absolutely. We get our first look at the Milwaukee Bucks on Thursday against the 76ers. Coming up on NBA Today, the Lakers and the Nuggets, they have talked a lot this offseason leading up to tonight's matchup. So who needs to make a statement more? We discuss on the other side of this. Do you need an explanation as to what the cuffing season is, Zach?
I don't know what happened for about 2 minutes. I'm not sure what show we were on.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We've been waiting for this one. Will it be one of those matchups for the ages? That's the story for Carmelo and LeBron tonight.
Get those cameras out of here, man. Talk to you.
It's just a great thing for the two of them to play together against each other.
The final meeting before the friendship has to be put on hold. His first basket on his home floor.
Carmelo played smooth, under control. LeBron James, he just got it on.
And that's the difference there from 18-year-old LeBron James or any other 18-year-old.
That was 20 years ago, LeBron's very first matchup against the Nuggets. And here's a wild stat for you. During his 2 decades in the league, LeBron has a winning record against every NBA franchise except for Denver. LeBron is 20-20 all time in the regular season against Denver, and that could change tonight. But it's the playoff sweep in last year's Western Conference Finals that's likely on everyone's mind today, right? Since that series ended, there's been a whole lot of back and forth between these two teams. In case you forgot, here's a reminder.
Well, if anybody's still talking about the Lakers in the NBA Finals, that's on them. They've gone fishing. We're still playing.
In these playoffs, he became the Lakers' daddy.
The Lakers' daddy, right? That's what they call him now, the Lakers' daddy. God bless his soul. This ain't over.
We had to give him that butt whoop.
It was personal, but it wasn't personal. We've been talking back and forth now, like,
they can't wait for the first game. So, like, same year.
It was just so much of that going on. Like, all right, we get it, y'all won. But, you know, I think, you know, me and Bron had some conversations like, we can't wait.
There will be a time. When that time is, I don't know. I don't know if it's now or there will be a time. There will be a time when everybody will get it.
There will be a time. The Lakers and Nuggets, they've said a lot. But who needs to make a bigger statement tonight, Zach Lowe?
First of all, I think this is pretty tame trash talk. Michael Malone has talked the harsher trash at the media than he has to the Lakers. Let's get some real trash talk in there. I think, look, the Lakers, they're not used to being like the ring night patsies, the ring night victims. I think they're not thrilled about, like, are we the sideshow for the real story tonight? You know what you do? Ruin ring night. Go out and ruin ring night like the Thunder went into L.A. and whooped them when LeBron broke the scoring record. Go ruin ring night if you're so mad about it.
And they will. And they will. And it's going to be on the back of LeBron James. Let me explain why. Because it's a thin line between love and hate. We forgot that. You know, Michael Malone and LeBron used to be somewhat close. Now all of a sudden there's tension there. We never see LeBron James respond back to people on social media. He did to Michael Malone. I expect him to come out there in great fashion and do his thing tonight.
I'll go the opposite way. I'll go with Denver for this reason. They're sitting back looking at everybody, almost trying to find reasons to not pick them. Well, look what Phoenix did in the offseason. Look what Milwaukee did. Look what Boston did. And people are saying, you know what? They lost some key guys. They didn't replace them. They're not as good as they were. Well, look, here's the deal. The guys that came off their bench in the closeout game against the Heat in the finals, Christian Brown is the only guy that's expected to play significant minutes for them. So you got a new cast of characters, Zeke Nagy and Peyton Watson and Justin Holiday. This is their bench. So I think Denver wants to come out, show you that it's the best starting five in basketball. And, oh, by the way, we also reloaded. We've got some guys now to replace what we lost, so we're just as good as we were.
Yeah, because they have the most potent duo, arguably, in the NBA, in Jokic and Jamal Murray. But it's how the rest is going to fill out. It's your last chance, my friends. Give us your opinion. Who is going to win the NBA title this season? The top four teams on the board, the Celtics, the Bucks, the Nuggets, the Suns, or the field.
And no, you can't pick two. Don't straddle the field.
No.
One.
Poll results are next. We're back in 60 seconds.
Let's go field.
Just over 3 hours away from opening tip, so you know what that means.
That's it.
It ain't Zach's list.
No.
It is not Chanae's list.
No.
It ain't my list. Whose list is it?
It's our list.
Oh, including
me. Perfect. That's right. Hey, it's new things. It's big season, big people season. But guess what? I'm doing it as one together with my unit.
Oh.
It's big perks, big list of big predictions. And you know why I'm doing it? Because I'm expecting big things this season.
Dang.
Because it's a lot of activity going on. And we're coming in at number five. We run it. Bam! Running up there. Norman Powell wins sixth man of the year. You know why? Because he averaged 17 off the bench. And you know why? He has Russell Westbrook as his point guard. He has Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, who's going demand a lot of attention. I expect him to do big things off the bench. He has proven that he could go out there and average 20 off the bench. He is a primetime elite scorer that could come in and make a serious impact.
Okay.
Malika, never mind. Zach, give me your energy.
She dropped her papers.
Give me your energy right now. Give me your energy right now. And I'm loving the suit, by the way. I'm loving the whole look.
When do I get to say bam?
Do it.
Bam!
That's it?
Oh,
come on, not with, not with SGA, but here we go, right? SGA wins the scoring title this season. He averaged 30 last season, and now all of a sudden you have a big man that you could put in the pick and roll with you and check Holmgren. And now all of a sudden, guess what? Things are going to open up for him. He is one of the hardest players in the league to guard. I think that he's going to take the Oklahoma City to elite heights this season in the postseason. And now we coming in at number three. Malika.
Never mind. Rolling with Sinead. Give it to me, Sinead. That was it. What was that punch?
Why is he so angry
And I'm glad that you're angry because we need to be. It's a lot going on in Philly right now. James Harden is not there. So guess who's going to have the ball in his hands? Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey is going to be in the pick and roll with Joel Embiid. Tyrese Maxey is going to get an opportunity under Nick Nurse, one of the best coaches in the game, to go out and do his thing. I got him winning most improved this season.
Okay.
At number two, Malika, I ain't playing this time. You got it, all right? Never mind. Bam! I'm running it. I'm running it. Guess what? It has never been a ring.
Well, I love this one.
To win Defensive Player of the Year. But it's going to be one this season, and his name is Victor Wembanyama. Yes, we know his arms are so long that he actually could clip his toenails while standing up. But guess what? Oh. No one can anchor a defense like Victor can, and he's going to make an impact for the Spurs, and he's going to make an impact across
the league. Our favorite so far.
And you know I'm going with number one. Point guard, I wasn't gonna do you like that. I was saving you for number one. Kevin Durant is winning the MVP this season.
Oh.
Yes, he is. You know why? He played 4 out of 5 preseason games. I believe he's a man on a mission. He's going to remind people why his name needs to be in the conversation with Jokic, with Giannis, with Steph Curry, because I think we forgot because of all the things he's been through. The drama in Brooklyn. He was injured the end of last season going into the postseason. Yep. So again, the NBA is starting with big things, and we starting it off with big perks, big list,
a big
prediction.
Yes, absolutely. I want to make sure we get the entirety of this list for everyone to see as I ask you, Zach Lowe, if Kevin Durant is Big Perks MVP, who is yours?
Not Kevin Durant. I think he and Book will cancel each other out. I went Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum, because I have the Celtics doing big things this year.
Jason Tatum
over
Jokic.
Okay, I'm going with Giannis Antetokounmpo. You don't make the move and make his dreams come true by getting Dame Lillard without championship aspirations. This is the guy. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he can fully do that, staying healthy and also them winning the East and potentially winning a championship.
I'm going with Jason Tatum. I think it is his year. I think it's his time. So that means, Chinee, who you got in the finals?
Okay.
It's the way too early predictions.
Giannis MVP, I'm going Bucks in the finals, going up against the Nuggets because the Nuggets are a well-oiled machine. So that's my prediction.
Zach Lowe.
Celtics over Nuggets. I think it finally happens for the Celtics this year. Repeating is really, really hard, but Denver's got the goods to do it. Celtics over Nuggets.
Celtics over Nuggets. Kendrick Perkins.
The Bucks got Dame. Dame averaged 32 last season. Pair him up with the most dominant player in the league in Giannis. I got Milwaukee representing the East, and I got Bradley Beal going to the Phoenix Suns with KD and Devin Booker. I got the Bucks and the Suns in the finals, and I got the Bucks in 7.
I have that one, too. I think it is the Milwaukee Bucks, a rematch of the 2021 NBA Finals. I know Devin Booker is coming out here saying that he still has that taste in his mouth.
The only player remaining from that Finals.
Absolutely. The only player for the Suns remaining from that Finals teams. All right, so we said what we think in our way too early predictions. But what about what you all think? Before we go, let's reveal what America had to say about winning the title.
Let's run it. Let's run it.
Please. And 47% say the Field.
Congratulations, Field.
The Milwaukee Bucks, though, walk away with 17% over the Boston Celtics.
Disrespectful.
Yes.
Disrespectful, American public and worldwide public. Disrespectful.
It's actually not disrespectful. It's actually smart. Over the last 5 years, we have had 5 different NBA champs.
9%?
I'm just saying.
That's crazy for a defending champ.
That's analytics.
That's analytics.
Oh, okay, now.
Oh, my gosh. The time is just about now. I'm getting excited. I'm like, I'm ready to run off set. I don't even know what our producers just said in my ear about how much time we have left because I'm so focused.
We're here.
On tonight. The time is now. We get to see the Denver Nuggets.
Very intense.
The Los Angeles Lakers, the Phoenix Suns, and the Golden State Warriors. Enjoy tonight's games. We have made it, my friends. The NBA is back.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow to digest all of tonight's game.